This message comes from NPR sponsor Progressive, and it's Name Your Price tool. Say how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show coverage options within your budget. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Live from NPR News, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Border enforcement has emerged as one of the top issues for President Biden and former President Donald Trump as they campaign for the 2024 presidential election. And as NPR's Ximena Bustillo tells us, both need to win over Arizona voters. A swing state has helped elect the last two presidents.
Arizona's Tucson sector is one of the busiest regions for Border Patrol encounters, and it puts pressure on Democratic Pima County and Tucson City officials. They have been using a federal program to shelter asylum seekers so they can get to their sponsors. That money was set to run out April 1st, but it was replenished by Congress just days before. The threat of losing federal funds would have meant migrants left on the streets in border communities with even fewer resources. Although there are partisan splits on solutions, nationally 80% of Americans say the government is not doing a good job of handling immigration, according to Pew Research. Trump has vowed to bring back and expand some of his most controversial policies if he wins in November. Biden has argued that it is Congress that needs to act. Ximena Bustillo, NPR News.
Many fast food employees in California are getting a bump up in pay today. The minimum wage has increased to $20 an hour in compliance with a state law passed last year. The pay hike stands to affect roughly 500,000 Californians in fast food jobs filled mostly by women and immigrants in a historically low-paying industry. NPR's Alina Selyuk reports on reaction from businesses.
This only affects fast food, mainly big chains like McDonald's, Subway, Starbucks, Chipotle, but the people most vocal on this are local franchisees. You know, folks maybe own 100 locations, but maybe they own just two locations. We did see hundreds of Pizza Hut delivery drivers get laid off ahead of the wage increase, but mostly restaurant owners talk about raising prices and cutting workers' hours.
NPR's Alina Selyuk. Now to the Middle East. Most of Gaza's population have been displaced to Rafah, a small city bordering Egypt, where more than 1 million people are living in tents or overcrowded apartments. Israel says it is planning a wide-scale assault on Rafah to rout out Hamas militants there and will move civilians. Here's NPR's Aya Batrawi.
Gaza civil defense paramedics say that between Thursday, March 21st to Thursday, March 28th, Israel targeted Rafah every day with a total of 18 airstrikes. Yusuf Ibrahim, a native of Rafah with the Palestinian Center for Human Rights, says during that week, 12 homes were targeted in airstrikes, killing 93 people, among them 42 children and 25 women. He says an airstrike on Rafah's Al-Zuhur neighborhood on the 27th killed a displaced family living in a tent. He says the city has seen airstrikes since the beginning of the war, which erupted October 7th when Hamas attacked Israel. But he tells NPR these figures show there's been an increase in the number of airstrikes on Rafah now. Israel's military did not respond to NPR's request for comment. Aya Batrawi, NPR News.
From Washington, this is NPR. New warning today from Maryland Congressman Glenn Ivey on the impact of last week's Baltimore Bridge collapse. The Democrat describes the effect of the port closure on the nation's supply chain.
It's going to cost more to ship things to this region, potentially. And so, people need to be prepared for some increases in some of the things they're paying.
Before a cargo ship struck and collapsed the Francis Scott Key Bridge last Tuesday, the port of Baltimore handled more cars and light trucks than any other port in the U.S. In the NCAA women's basketball tournament, fans will be treated to a rematch of last year's national championship between LSU and Iowa. NPR's Tristan Plunkett reports that with a trip to the Final Four on the line, the anticipation is palpable for a game that broke viewership records last year.
Much of the excitement is being driven by each team's standout players, Iowa's Caitlin Clark and LSU's Angel Reese. Clark says the moment is not lost on her.
I think women's basketball fans know how special and cool this moment will be. I think the viewership numbers will show that.
Reese looks forward to the matchup between her and Clark.
Just a super competitive relationship, being able to play against each other, and then last year the national championship, being able to just grow women's basketball and just being able to help the game.
USC and UConn will also battle it out to see who gets to face the winner of LSU-Iowa in the Final Four. Tristan Plunkett, NPR News.
On Wall Street, U.S. stocks are trading lower this hour. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 271 points, more than 0.5%, at 39,536. The S&P's off 17 points. The Nasdaq down 14. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News.
Listen to this podcast sponsor-free on Amazon Music with a Prime membership or any podcast app by subscribing to NPR News Now Plus at plus.npr.org. That's plus.npr.org.